creating a high-functioning depression resource guide for your team. High-functioning depression is something many employees silently struggle with at work every day. Even though they seem to perform well, they are fighting perpetual sadness, tiredness, and a lack of self-worth. As a thoughtful workmate or team leader, it's good for you to notice the signs of this relatively unknown condition and help someone find the right support. One of the best ways to support your team is by developing a resource guide for staff members with depression. This guide can help your team understand the condition better and provide practical ways to offer help. When your team has the right knowledge and resources, you create an environment where everyone feels comfortable asking for support when needed. In this article, we'll share simple, practical steps to help create a workplace that values mental health, starting with mindfulness practices and offering flexible work options. These small changes can make a big difference for your team. What high-functioning depression looks like. To understand high-functioning depression, it's helpful to first know how it's different from other types of depression. Major depression is more severe and can stop someone from doing daily tasks. People with major depression may struggle to get out of bed or even take care of themselves. Functioning depression, also called dysthymia, is a form of depression where someone feels sad for an extended time, usually over 2 years. People with functioning depression can still manage daily tasks, but it wears on them, and they feel down, tired, and lacking in energy. High-functioning depression is a type of functioning depression where a person mostly seems like they're doing fine. They go to work, meet deadlines, and keep up with their responsibilities. But underneath it all, they still feel the same sadness, low energy, and lack of motivation. They are just better at hiding it, and this makes it harder for others to spot, leaving these employees feeling alone. Even though employees with high-functioning depression may seem like they're doing well, this condition affects their work in many ways in the long run. How high-functioning depression affects work. Even if they're able to complete tasks, their energy and motivation are lower, which can lead to decreased productivity. It's harder to stay focused on tasks. Their mind may wander, making it tough to concentrate or meet deadlines. Persistent sadness can make someone feel less motivated or satisfied with their job, which hurts their overall morale. Depression makes someone less social, irritable, or withdrawn, which then hurts team communication and collaboration. People with high-functioning depression might experience physical issues like tiredness or headaches, and this may lead to missed days or the need for frequent breaks. Trying to keep up the appearance of normalcy at work while someone struggles with depression leads to burnout, which will only cause even more serious problems, like taking more time off or quitting. Since they seem to be functioning well, others may not understand their struggle, which can make it harder for them to ask for help. It can be tricky to notice when someone has high-functioning depression because they might still look fine on the outside. But there are some subtle signs to keep an eye on. Maybe you'll notice someone who used to be quite social at work becoming quieter or withdrawn. They might skip lunch with colleagues or avoid casual chats. They might also seem tired, even though they haven't said anything about being overworked. You may also see their work start to slip in quality, or they might be struggling to keep up with their usual responsibilities. They may seem less engaged in meetings or take longer than usual to finish tasks. Their overall appearance might change too. They may pay less attention to personal grooming or dress in a way that's not typical for them. Another sign to look for is someone suddenly taking more sick days or showing up late. People with high-functioning depression often try to push through their symptoms and avoid talking about them, so they might not always explain. Instead, they might just keep it to themselves, which can make them seem more distant or disconnected. Supporting someone with high-functioning depression is all about understanding and offering help in a way that feels comfortable for them. A support guide for employees with high-functioning depression. Check in a lot. You might want to check in with your team members more regularly, just a quick one-on-one to ask how they're doing. Not everyone will open up about their struggles, but knowing that they have a teammate or manager who cares and is willing to listen can make all the difference. Offer easier work options. One way to do this is by offering a little flexibility when it comes to work. Flexible hours or the option to work from home can mean a lot for someone who has trouble with their mental health while also keeping up with their job. Promote mental health resources. Let employees know about available resources like employee assistance programs, EAPs, that offer them counseling or other support services. Create a culture of support. Build an environment where mental health is talked about openly, and encourage employees to take mental health days when they need them. Make sure your team knows that it's okay to talk about mental health, and that there's no shame in seeking help. Train team managers more. Help managers recognize the signs of high-functioning depression and teach them how to offer support effectively. Encourage being mindful of their mental well-being. It's also helpful for staff to know it's okay to take short breaks during the day to help employees de-stress and recharge. Things like deep breathing exercises, meditation, or even just a quick walk can help ease the pressure they're feeling, even at work. Offer support for peers. Create opportunities for coworkers to support each other by setting up peer support groups or team discussions about mental health. And remember, it's important to offer support without pushing too hard. Some people might be more comfortable with smaller adjustments, like a lighter workload or more breaks, while others might be open to talking to a counselor. Just make sure your team knows that whatever they need, you're there to help them find the right solutions. How to have a supportive conversation with a struggling employee. If you suspect that one of your team members at work might be struggling with high-functioning depression, it's important to approach them in a gentle, understanding way. You might say something like this: "Hey, I've noticed you've seemed a little off lately and seem a little bit more tired or quiet than usual. I just want to check in with you and see how you're really doing." It's important that you feel supported here at work. Sometimes, talking to a counselor or therapist can really help. We have an employee assistance program that offers confidential counseling. Would you be open to giving it a try? Give them space to talk and express how they're feeling. It's also important to offer support without making them feel pressured. Let them know that if they need any help, whether it's adjusting their workload, taking a mental health day, or using resources like counseling, you're there for them. Just knowing that you're open to supporting them can mean the world. High-functioning depression is something that affects many employees without anyone noticing. By creating a high-functioning depression resource guide for your team, you're setting your workplace up for success when it comes to mental health. You'll be giving everyone the tools they need to support each other and create an environment where mental health is treated with the same care and understanding as physical health. This platform is a place with easy access to many professional counselors who offer one-on-one sessions either in person or online. You can advise any team member or colleague at work to book a meeting with one of the listed professionals today. Together, we can create a more compassionate and supportive workplace where everyone feels valued and understood.